County meeting come to order. Please call the roll.
Mike Lynch.
Here.
Jim DeMartini.
Here.
Donna Riley.
Here.
Sam Sharp.
Here.
Darren Garrett.
Present.
Jeff Grover.
Here.
Michael O'Neill.
Here.
Lauren McLean.
Here.
Mandeep Dillon. Rhonda Biesmeyer.
Here.
We have a form.
The, are there any announcements, Rick?
I have none.
Anyone else with announcements? Then, and there's no one here for public comments, so we can dispose of reading of the rules on public comments. Consent item.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent items listed on the agenda.
No second.
It's been moved and seconded to remove the consent item. Is there any discussion?
I'd just like to add that once again, it looks like it was a busy march, and I want to thank the staff for pushing through 51 applications.
They did a good job this month.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is the investment report.
This is item 6A, information and discussion item, and this has to do with the quarter four 2017 auxiliary investment report. In fourth quarter of 2017, the portfolio, the non-alternative portfolio, lost about $7.1 million after fees relative to the passive benchmark, and this is almost entirely attributable to Jackson Square. They actually lost 7.1 to the passive benchmark. And just a reminder for the board that Jackson Square's contract was terminated on March 2, 2018. but I didn't want to leave us with that. Generally, what we do is we present an annual report at the fiscal year end just to see how we're doing on a fiscal year basis. And I wanted to just calculate the calendar year value added number. And that number is actually positive at 3.4. So for the entire 2017 calendar year, the portfolio added about $3.5 million relative to the passive benchmark. Investment fee summary. In quarter four, the portfolio paid approximately $3.5 million in fees. We are having some unusual movement in the fees for one of our managers, White Oak. If you remember, the last quarter, they actually clawed back, or they gave us back about almost $1 million in an incentive allocation due to an asset write-down. This very next quarter, quarter four, they had an asset write-up, and so we were hit again with $1.2 million in an incentive allocation. So it really skews this investment summary report. One manager really skews it. So I wanted to let you know that if I did a calculation on the average of quarter three, quarter four, and the portfolio is averaging approximately $9.5 million in fees on an annualized basis, or 47 basis points on an annualized basis. And again, that includes every fee we pay. The alternative auxiliary reports, not much to say there other than the real estate portfolio continues to do extremely well on an IRR basis. Morgan Stanley, American Greenfield Morgan Stanley Prime posted IRRs of 12.3, 14.3, and 9.4. And the North Haven Infrastructure Fund has really come out of its shell recently, and they're posting an IRR of about 18% as of this point. The direct lending portfolio continues to display below expected results, and White Oak showing now about a 7.6 IRR, and Raven One and Medley showing about 0.9 and 3.9 respectively. The functionally focused portfolio shortfall report over the first 6 months of the program, actual benefit shortfalls that Stan Sara paid out turned out to be $12.8 million. We asked Insight over this six-month period to budget and give us $12.3 million, so we were still about $500,000 short. And just to let you know that that's an error of around 4.5%. And Stan Sara, the shortfall is coming from a reserve that Stan Sara set up when we first started this program, and I think there's about $1 to $2 million in this reserve. And the goal is to continue to winnow that reserve down as we become more and more confident in our ability to project shortfalls. But this error of approximately 4.8% is much more in line with what we had anticipated for this program. I know last quarter reported an error of less than 1%, which was extremely unusual. I think we just got a little lucky, but this is much more in line with what we'd expect, an error of plus or minus 5%. So the program's doing what it's doing. Assets are being invested for the longest possible time. When we need them, Insight's giving us that money, and we're doing a pretty good job at predicting that.
So when you say there's an error, who made the error?
We did. Well, okay. It's our projection errors. We're doing is we're projecting errors. We're projecting benefits. We're projecting contributions. And we're projecting admin expenses.
So we underestimated the cost.
We underestimated the difference between those three pieces. But that's still pretty close. I don't want to say it's really good, but it's actually not all that bad.
Couldn't you have overestimated?
Absolutely.
Revenue also.
And if you look at the line,
might not just be in cost. It might have been you expected more than you got.
Right. And if you look at the last 6 months line by line, you'll see we overestimated some months and underestimated other months. And this is the cumulative total over 6 months. It is working. That's all I have, Mr. Chair, unless there's other questions.
Members, any questions?
I have down here on the 47 basis points of total fees.
Yes.
Hasn't that been historically around 39 or 40? So it's up a little bit.
It has. And what's contributed to that acceleration upward is the alternative portfolio. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, anticipating that, what's the value added? Has that been in the $2 to $3 million range? Is there any correlation that we're up a little bit there also?
That's a tough question to answer. When we first started producing this, we had cumulative value added since 2006 of $40 million. I don't know, and that was for over a 10, 11, 12-year period. So I don't know how this would relate this one quarter. What I can do is actually, we have the ability to do this. We can look at this, go back again, and look at this over a long period of time.
It might be a more accurate thing, but by one-year pictures?
Yes.
So that we can isolate the total fees paid to the overage generated.
Yes, we can totally.
Because what you quoted there was, since 2006, we were up $40 million, but this is for just a one-year picture.
Exactly. So I can give a more cumulative broader view of how this has played out over the last 5 years.
I think what we're trying to drill to, is it worth these
extra
fees?
Yeah. And I think at some point in time, and I think Ed and I has talked about this, I don't know if you and I, Chris, have yet, but we have talked about a strategy or a passive strategy versus an active strategy. And when it gets to that point in time, we can bring this information, we have this in our database, and we can bring this information into the decision of where we want to go. And that's really why I think this whole thing was started, actually. But you guys have any other comments?
No.
All right.
So is this, we don't need an action on this, do we?
No.
Okay. Ed, you're up.
Great. Good afternoon, everyone. So we'll jump into the 12-month work plan. Just a couple quick notes here. We highlighted the private market discussion that we'll be having later today. The other item on today's agenda that we're not going to cover is the annual review of the IPS, and that should probably be reworded. It's not just the IPS, it's really the governing documents around the investment program. So that would be the investment policy statement and the accompanying directives and attachments. It would be some of the language in the bylaws, in fact, cover some of our obligations in the investment program. There's an emerging manager policy as well. So it's really looking at all of those documents. And then I think some of the changes that we have today in terms of the private market discussion and where that goes will then influence what happens in April, May, and June. So again, we put this together, and I think we'll be working, working close with Chris in particular in thinking about the agendas going forward so that we keep them on point and focused for you. The other item that we have is the flash report for February, and mm-hmm. I think we discussed some of the market volatility at the beginning of February at our last meeting, and so this just kind of now shows the results of that. So overall, the index, our policy index, was down 2.5%, and the total plan was down 2.9%. You can see that that's driven by the equity valuations here in the U.S. and international, and even a little bit of sell-off in fixed income.
Jim, was that the Trump market or the Obama market? That was the Obama market. Okay, check.
The Trump market was the month before.
I'm sorry, Ed. Go ahead.
Duly noted. It looks like we have some more interesting headlines in today's press regarding potential trade wars and tariffs and all of that good stuff. We have some interesting research on just how meaningful those tariffs are on a country-by-country basis, on a kind of a sector basis, and we're doing that research. You'll see it in our QIL. That'll help frame that discussion, but it tends to point towards we have a president running an administration that likes to be a bit bombastic, that likes to come out with splash headlines, and then when that reality hits, it tends to be more muted. So is it negotiating leverage so that, you know, we can further discussions with NAFTA or China in particular or what have you? It starts to frame that, and you get a sense of how big these trade issues are, where the U.S. stands relative to others, and how to think about it a little bit differently. So should be pretty interesting. So far, I like what I've seen, but I don't want to give it all away, as the research is still going on. And that's all I have. I don't have any comments about any of the managers in particular, no signs of any personnel changes or organizational instability. It looks like the performance is due to the performance of them exercising their typical approaches.
Any comments for the members? Any questions? Okay. Next item is... Rick?
This is item 8A, Information Technology Solutions Project Update, and I will turn this over to Natalie Elliott.
Staff continues to work with the upload employers on developing the import file, and the user acceptance testing will begin on April 16th for the employer reporting. Work on the buyback calculations has started, and review of those business system rules will begin in the next couple of weeks, as well as work on the benefit calculations. The project's moving along very nicely. It's going very smooth, and we are on time and on budget.
Okay, thank you. Any comments or questions?
I just have a question. When those doors are open, there's a big stack of all those files in there. And eventually, we plan on going in.
We are working right now to get those off-site and get them secured. So we're having some issues in trying to determine how long we need to be keeping these items before we can destroy them. But that's, in fact, I think next month, Natalie, I don't want to stick my foot in my mouth. Next month, we're going to be taking the boardroom build out to the board. I think it's going to be.
Yes,
next
that's
month.
That's our plan.
So, I mean, we're going to be forced to get rid of them at some point in time.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the next month or two, those boxes are going to be gone.
As long as we kept them here in case we needed in case there was problems getting, but also as long as they were here, we weren't paying storage fees on them either, so it made sense to keep them for a while.
And also, that brings up a good point. FNTI, the company that actually helped us scan and store all this electronic data, they have actually certified that they have deleted all our data from their system. So we are the only ones now that have access and are the official housers of our data.
Except for Facebook.
You guys are funny today.
All right, we have a scheduled closed session. Is there a motion to go into closed session?
I have a motion to move into closed session.
Why don't we take a 1 minute recess? We're going to be in closed session.
I think you need me for it. Do you want me?
That's closed. Now we're opening it. Is it on?
Yes.
Do we have a report back?
Yes. I have a report from closed session on item 9A. A motion was made by Trustee Grover and seconded by Trustee Garrett to accept staff recommendation to issue an RFI to private market managers and or consulting firms to learn more about available private market implementation and alternatives, and to also include information regarding 37 Act County systems experience in private equity markets. Motion carried unanimously.
Okay.
He's gone.
We have one item left, members forum. Supervisor DeMartini.
I have nothing today.
Okay, nothing.
It relates to a previous agenda item, so I won't mind asking a question. This whole thing with the square, Jackson Square, what happened there?
Does
anybody have any idea?
I think that it's a function of their portfolio and their strategy. Yes. We really rode that horse for a long time with Jackson Square. They were really good for a long period of time, and then for some reason in 2016 and 2017, the concentrated portfolio came back to bite them. And I think we were beneficiaries, if you want to call it, of that concentrated portfolio. It's a risk. It's sometimes we do really well. It's never the case that Jackson Square, as long as I've been looking at the data, was ever close to the benchmark, which should make sense. They're either well above the benchmark or well below, and it just so happens in that 2-year period they were well below.
You don't think it was any valid thesis or anything like that?
I don't think so, no. I don't have any indication that would lead me to believe that.
It's only, what, 30 stocks?
30 stocks.
Yeah, 30 stocks.
Yep.
That's all I have.
They have a tendency not to sell them when they're at a profit, too, like that Qualcomm. You know, they ride it right down the bottom, you know, and never get out of it, so they don't.
I have nothing,
Mr.
Chairman. Mike?
I just have a question about the private market. Is there any correlation with interest rates rising or anything that is there? You know, does that affect the private markets?
Only to the extent that spiking interest rates might slow the economy, I think that would affect private markets as well as public markets. So I don't think there's anything in particular that.
It also would depend also on the amount of leverage that strategy may apply too. If they have to go out and borrow money, it may be more expensive in times when interest rates are higher.
Okay, thanks.
Nothing.
Tom?
If I could just weigh in a little bit on that. Don't you think, though, that in most corporations there's a trade-off between an equity and a debt decision to totally. Be able to, and that certainly interest rates, long-term expectations of interest rates may play into that.
Totally. There's a lot
that's
of factors
all.
Involved.
That's all.
Chris?
Just a reminder to fill out your 700 forms, and if you have any trouble with the electronic version, please don't hesitate to ask. Those are due by April 1st for those who have not done them.
Can you check and see now who's done them? Because I did it a while ago.
Okay.
Okay.
You're good.
But you're not really sure if it goes anywhere.
I do get a notification when it's completed. And
so you haven't gotten mine yet?
No.
Okay.
Is there a good reason for that, Mike?
Yes, the computer and my memory.
You haven't gotten mine either.
No.
I'm good.
Okay, meeting is adjourned.